You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Going to two more battleground states. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump will rally in Nevada the day after campaigning in Arizona, saying,
because we've done two debates and because they were successful, there will be no third debate.
But Vice President Harris said in North Carolina, Trump's unfit to be elected again.
And I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
And Fox's Brian Yenis reports,
in their first post-debate campaign stops, Harris and her running mate Tim Walz openly mocked former President Trump's debate performance.
He's in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, where there will be a Harris rally today.
Vice President Kamala Harris has spent more time in Pennsylvania than any other battleground. Polls show is a neck-and-neck tied race.
Boeing's rough year got worse after midnight. As the company's airplane manufacturing remains under scrutiny, some production is now shutting down after 33,000 Boeing workers went on strike in Washington State and Oregon.
I believe that we all want a better future, and in order to have that, we have to have better support in our company. And it goes the same for them. If they want a better future, they got to know that their workers are being supported properly.
They rejected Boeing's offer of a 25% pay raise over 4 years. They want 40% in 3 years and Boeing to bring back pensions. Britain is calling completely baseless the spying allegations against six diplomats Russia has kicked out of the country right before Britain's prime minister goes to the White House this afternoon discussing Ukraine with President Biden.
Russian President Vladimir Putin warning NATO is at risk of going to war with Russia. That's if Europe and the United States give the okay for Ukraine to attack Russian territory with long-range Western missiles. President Putin says Moscow would view that as direct participation.
Fox's John Jonathan Savage. North Korea flexed its military muscle again. The day after tests launching more missiles, it published photos of a secret facility where it enriches uranium. The leaders call for more nuclear bombs to expand their arsenal. America's listening to Fox News.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by September 2nd, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-893-2288. 800-893-2288. 800-
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here. Every day, News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman to save money.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
We'll be right back.
Hi, hello. Welcome to Moon Graffon Show. It is great to be with you today. It is a beautiful Friday. I mean that sincerely, since we went through the hurricane hell, and pray for our friends in the southeast. Wow. Always tough when a hurricane comes through. And unfortunately, good news is we ain't had one in 2 or 3 years. The bad news is we had one. And so our friends in the south and southeast and still people without electricity, don't forget them. I just don't think we need to forget those folks that went through that. You know, it's like you worry about somebody else. We worry about ourselves. How many of you people raise your hand and said, I want the hurricane to hit me? Nobody. You know, so it leaves the area that was supposed to hit, quote, because of the meteorologist, who, by the way, going to tell us what's going to happen to the planet in 30 years from now. And they can't get it right in 24 to 48 hours. So a lot of people were surprised they got hit as hard as they did. And I've talked to him. I had him on the air. I mean, I had Jeff Courier on yesterday. He lives right there in Metairie. Talked to people and family members down there, and they were kind of shocked. Because they all, matter of fact, my brother-in-law emailed me, texted me, man, I'm worried about y'all. Y'all getting ready to get hit. And that was like 72 hours before. And he lives in Mandeville. Guess who got hit worse than me? He did in that area. So with the rain and things of that nature. So anyway, folks, keep prayers for our friends that get hit. And just like a few years ago when Alec and all that got hit, man, Alexandria got hit several times. And, man, they just... They were in shock almost. I'm going to talk about something that it may not mean a lot to y'all, but it does to me. They had a Peck endorsement, and a Republican Peck endorsement in the Lafayette Parish area, and it was dealing with the Public Service Commission. And so there was an 8-6 vote out of 14 members. And nobody got the endorsement. 8-6, they needed 9 votes. And so one of the candidates, Cocktail Cousin, is from this area. And Julie Quinn is from the Baton Rouge area. And they're fighting it out. It's only 2 people in the race. So they had an endorsement vote. And a straight-up endorsement vote. And the vote, they talked about it, debated a little bit, talked about it, visited and voted. This is why I'm not a Republican. I'm getting ready to explain that. And so it was a straight-up vote, 8-6. I mean, I'm telling you what I know. I was not there, though. But I've talked to several people that were. It was simple. I mean, this is 1 + 1 = 2. Sound right? I mean, this is, we got a chance to endorse one of the candidates. We're going to take a vote. If you want to talk about it, come up and say what you want to say. People did, and they took a vote. And the vote was 8-6. That means Julie Quinn or Cocktail Cousin, it's in his home area, he did not get the endorsement. You needed 9 votes. Now, I can sit here and Republicans can sit here and bicker about Democrats all we want, cheating and changing the rules, all we want to. And we can get all upset about the Democrats cheating. But then what they did was they decided, they didn't meet again. One person, and I don't know who the person is, one person decided that I'm going to change my vote. Now, this ain't a vote-changing deal. The rules don't say, well, if you vote, and later on, if you want to change, we'll change and make the endorsement. They had a vote where everybody met, and the vote was made, and it was 8-6. That means neither Julie Quinn or Cocktail Cousin, even though this is in Cocktail's area, gets the endorsement. It's that simple. This is so simple. I can figure it out. This is so simple. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden can figure it out. But yet, we talk about all these Democrats that cheat and changing the rules. Guess what they did? Somebody decided to change the vote. And so they changed the vote. I don't know how you change the vote when you're not sitting there, all y'all voting. Changed the vote, and they decided that, oh, it's a misunderstanding. Cocktail Cousin now has 9, so we're going to endorse him. And folks, this is what gives Republicans a black eye to me. Is now, so they're going to endorse Cousin, but at the official meeting when everybody was voting, it was 8-6, nobody gets the endorsement. I had Julie Quinn on yesterday. We had an opportunity to talk to Julie Quinn yesterday. And I even asked her, she said no, that she didn't get it, but he didn't get it. I thought that was pretty big for her because, you know, Cocktail Cousin lives here. So then everybody goes home And then we find out late yesterday evening, I get a phone call, and I had somebody ask me, how in the hell did you find out about that so quick? So I got people in high places and low places. And when I called a person, I said, what the hell happened? He said, how the hell did you find out so quick? Well, because this is not what you do. Now, I know Tim Bro heads up the pack, and I know Tim Bro. I like Tim Bro. I think I can call Tim Bro right now and get help from him, and he can help me. I just thank the world of Tim Bro. And if Tim Bro set this up, Tim Bro was wrong. I'm not worried about the other people on the committee. I could care less who's on it. And I know several of them. You don't do that. That's what we blame Democrats for. I mean, if we're going to act like Democrats, hell, let's get rid of parties. That might be better for the Republicans anyway. But you don't do that. They act, well, I didn't understand. Didn't understand. Okay, folks. Let me do a simple version of what went on. Hey, folks, this next thing on the agenda is endorsement. I don't even know if that was the only thing on the agenda. I don't know that. This is an endorsement of one of the candidates. We're going to let everybody come up and say what they want to say, and then we're going to vote on who gets the endorsement. Now, that is as simple as you can put it. I don't think anybody listening to me could misunderstand what I said. We got two people. We're going to do some speeches, and then we're going to vote for an endorsement. And if somebody gets 9 of the 14, we endorse them. Now, folks, that's that. I'm sorry. You can understand this. This is 1 + 1 = 2. Unless you're using Common Core math, it takes you a while to get to whatever number you're going to get to. And I have to ask the people, were they dealing with Common Core statistics before they got to this? So they vote, nobody gets 9, no endorsement, it's over. Well, it's an embarrassment to Cocktail Cousin and all of the Lafayette Mafia that wants him to win. But it's horrendous voting record. By the way, I like John personally. I saw him not too long ago. Him, his law partner, we joked and laughed and cut. Nothing personal against the guy. But this is political bullcrap put on by some Republicans. And then all of a sudden, you don't get to vote. You got to vote. The vote was over. And the next day, somebody said, well, the guy didn't understand. He wanted to change his vote. Oh, so I bet you they're going to say, well, we don't have any rules in the bylaws saying you can't change your vote. But this is Republicans we talk. I expect this with Democrats. Kamala Harris could be the president of the United States, never getting a vote through the process ever in her life, but can win the Electoral College and be the president of the United States. That's what Democrats do. But they were embarrassed that half the people, that's what I told you about Cocktail, when he ran in the Senate, he's my senator. Had we had a good candidate that had money and can articulate, I think the guy would have lost. There's no doubt in my mind he'd have lost. Because they got a lot of people out there that don't want to support his policies. His Clay Shakes not a policy support of working with the Democrats all across the aisle and giving the speakership to the Democrats, basically. And Clay Shakes not. He was one of the fraud squad members. He promised he'd never vote for tax. He voted for $2.5 billion in taxes, one of his first votes he made when he voted for the 1 cent sales tax. I can go on and on about Cocktail. But the point being, I ain't really gotten involved in a race, but man, this is absolutely embarrassing. They have a peck that, by the way, and I might be wrong on this, they were elected. The peck was elected by the Republican Party. I mean, that's what I'm saying. How embarrassing. How embarrassing is this? I'm just asking you, how embarrassing is this? To me, pretty damn embarrassing, and why I don't want to be a Republican. It's just crazy. Another thing. And Cocktail got to go speak. I think Julie told me she didn't have a chance to go speak at it. So she had a meeting. She couldn't get there. Cocktail got to go speak, and he still didn't win it. So it was given to him by default on something that was played behind the scene. And I'm just telling y'all, this ain't right. They ought to be called out. The people that voted for the PEC, the Republican PEC, and Tim Brough's ahead of it, they need to be challenged big time because this is not right. You had your dang vote. John Paul came and gave the great speech, and still, he actually led 8-6, but he didn't get the ninth vote. Six people rejected Cocktail Cousin right here. And I don't know about y'all. We're going to keep having all these hanky-panky stuff behind the scenes by Democrats and Republicans. Then why have a party? Why do you Republicans vote for these Republicans that always turn around and knife us in the back? You got bylaws or rules or whatever you want to call them. Just stick to the rules. He didn't get nine. Move on. You mean to tell me Cocktail Cousin may not win the public service race now because he didn't get endorsed by a local PEC? I don't think that has anything to do with the race. I'm not going to fault the whole PEC. But somebody, and bro sitting at the top, he needs to be asked, what the hell happened? I don't want to know what happened. You know why I don't want to know what happened? Because it was an 8-6 vote. Nobody gets it. Whatever was done after that was slimy, sleazy, and wrong. And I'm calling it out what it is. It's slimy and sleazy, and it's no different than the liberal leftist crazy Democrats. And I don't think this will have a bearing on the race, but my God, that's what Cocktail and them are doing and his buddies behind the scene? Come on, man. All right, we're going to take a break. I know Paul Hurd's going to join me. Jeff and them are trying to do some kind of special session in November for tax reform, but when I read what they were trying to do and what Richard Nelson says, it looks a lot like Bobby Jindal's sales tax on everything, CPAs, everything, ad sales. I'm against that. I think it's wrong. But anyway, we'll hear from him. He wrote an article on this, too. A little late in the program, Chuck Owens, Representative Owens, would join us about these blue blood and blue-collar Republicans, Bush, Cheney, McCain, Romney, wing of the GOP that's been thrown out that are going against Donald Trump. This is absolutely outrageous. All that and more as the program unfolds today. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajun's, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajun's delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black-eyed peas, you get it, we do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette, and now thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun's one of the fastest-growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Or electric.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. What an honor. Great to be with you. Open forum Friday, 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program where you can always be a voice. on the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. All right. So I picked up the paper this morning, the Devil's Advocate, and my buddy Tyler Bridges. Jeff Landry hopes to win legislative proof for tax revamp in November. So I went to reading what Mr. Nelson was saying, and it bothered me. And I'm all for Jeff doing the tax reform, but not for spreading out sales taxes on all these services that we get, making the cost of everything higher than it was. Anyway, Paul heard John. Paul's been watching this for a while. He's written many things on how to change everything, and he's seen this plan before, too. Paul, what's going on?
Man, good morning, but not such a good morning. I thought the bad winds from Francine were bad enough. Now, we're just going to try to raise income taxes in Louisiana. That's what this plan comes down to, is let's raise income taxes. Let's not repeal them. And it's just if we call it by a different name, it's still a increase on income tax.
Well, he said he's calling for a collapsing of the multi-tiered individual and corporate tax system to a flat rate. Eliminate the corporate franchise tax because that moves what costs the state significant revenue. And eliminating income and sales tax loopholes, in other words, sales tax services that go untaxed today. So tax and stuff that go untaxed today, that would be like if I saw a lawyer, a CPA, if I wanted to buy radio ads and TV ads, they're going to put a tax on that. They're going to put a tax on anything that doesn't move. It's what it looks like to me. Because it says a sales tax to services that go untaxed today. Well, did we get taxed on our medical stuff?
Oh, no, that's exactly right, Moon. It is worse than an income tax, this idea of a tax, whether we call it sales or income. When you put a tax on income, it's an income tax. What they want is instead of a medical clinic charging people fees, they have to pay for nurses, they have to pay for the office, they have to pay for the furniture. And the net income at the end of the day is income. That's net income. What these scoundrels, I don't know, what they want to do is to go all the way to the top of the line and say, no, we don't care whether you make a profit. We want 10% of your money off the top. We want a sales tax rate off the top. We don't care whether you're losing money.
But, Paul, let me ask you a question.
That's the whole scam on this thing.
They're going to close loopholes on taxes. If you close loopholes for businesses and you don't have a business environment and you close the loopholes, I think you're going to create a problem.
Let's call them. I mean, look, there's a lot of rhetoric in this article. It's interesting. At the one hand, Nelson says we want a scale back. On the other hand, Nelson says we're going to make big changes. Well, if you're making big changes, you ain't scaling back. The point of what they want to do is not cut spending.
Oh, no, by the way, there's never, and I think you agree with me on anything that Nelson said, he never talked about cutting government at all. Not one penny.
And that is part the what we need to do, and I've written articles. I'm going to suggest this, and look, Scott McKay's got a great website. But if you go to the Hayride and put in my name, Paul Hurd, H-U-R-D, and search for my articles. We've got articles that show why we need to do this, how Texas and Florida and Tennessee did it, what great supercharged benefit we will get if we really just cut our income tax and lower our sales taxes. We become competitive. What we can't get out of Commissioner Nelson, and I'm advocating to try to convince Jeff that Nelson is leading him down a path of destruction. We're going to have one more going away party if they try to pass this.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me take a break. Be back, Paul Hurd. We'll take a break. Be right back. team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875%, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Do you crave...
This hour of the Moongraphone Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hey, hello, welcome back, Moon Graffon Show. It is a great day to be with you. Beautiful day for cleanup, I pray. Anyway, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, if you'd like to be part of the program. Just getting a kick out of getting text messages and emails on this peck thing in Lafayette. It was a misunderstanding. It was no misunderstanding. Yeah, it was a misunderstanding. We want Cocktail Cousin. He's the easiest one to control, and I want him controlled. And you will change. Somebody will change their vote, and we're going to move forward and they buckled. I mean, if this is what they're doing at PECs now, why have a PEC? Elected people. People that were elected. Changing the rules in the middle of the game. Your boy didn't get his 9 votes. And a local PEC that they thought would support him, half the people, almost half the people, said, no, I'm not endorsing him. So I just, God, until he changes the vote. I'm telling you what, Paul, you can stay a Republican, but if we get mad at Democrats for changing the rules, why don't we get mad at Republicans for changing the rules? You know, it's absolutely. I mean, think about it. They want you to get mad at the Democrats. No, don't get mad at the Republicans. That's our guys. Well, that's your guys, not mine. Be honest. And would you change elected, and you don't understand the vote you made? And this is like so simple. We're voting on one of the two people to endorse. Everybody come make their speeches. Cocktail Cousin gets to make his speech. The other lady, Julie Quinn's not there, and he doesn't get the 9 votes. So they rig it when everybody goes home. I just don't think that's what ought to happen.
Well, look, at the end of the day, when we look at this, and this, whether you're talking about that vote or whether we're talking about whether we're going to let our conservative Republicans impose a new sales tax, I mean, a new income tax on us, at some point we got to stand up and quit being peasants and start being citizens that watch their legislator. What we need to do, and on both of these, is call your local representative.
Yep.
And if you can't find out who they are, call me, call Moon, look on the website. Call them and tell them we don't like the way you're acting. Now, let me say this about the tax increase that Commissioner Nelson is advocating to the governor, and I'm advocating to the governor, don't do it. And if you want to help us not do it, if we want to lower our income tax and prosper like Texas and Florida and Tennessee and South Carolina, it's not hard. You just do it. But what you need to do is ring the bell. You need to call your legislator, your senator, your representative, and say, no sales tax changes.
By the way,
all they're doing is raising income tax.
By the way, Paul, here's what's sad. You mentioned it when you first came on. We don't talk about government cutting. The 0.45 cent sales tax should have never been put on us in the first place. Okay, that was Paula Pelosi Davis.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely.
And we should have never had it. Okay, they made it a 7-year tax. They told the people it was temporary. But see, they were coming down off the 1 cent sales tax that they put on us, voted by Republicans. And then they come back and say, well, it's only going to be 4 or 5. And then all of a sudden, we can't get rid of it. That's why when the state government says, just like the Democrats bringing in 20 million illegals or more, pretty soon when they get here, you ain't going to be able to get rid of them. This is what happens with sales taxes. This is why I wish Republicans didn't vote for sales taxes. Bill Edwards led the charge with some horrible Republicans. So the 0.45 should have never been there. If it should have never been there, get rid of it. But what they do is they incorporate it in everything they're doing. Oh, my God, we're going to lose $450 million. Same thing with illegals. You can't make illegals leave now. They incorporated it. They're in our schools. They're in our health care. They're in everything now. They're in our work environment. You just can't get rid of these people now. What are we going to do? Same thing with the sales tax.
The other thing, remember this. Do we need that 0.45? Heck no. We spent $2 billion, four times that amount, a year ago in surplus money. We had $2 billion in surplus money that is the equivalent of this sales tax reduction for 4 years. And we spent it and bought a brand new boat last year, and now we're saying we can't pay our house bill. No, you spent your money on a boat. And the other thing is, look, we've got to call the legislators. And I want to say this. I wrote an article, and it's in the Hayride, September 3. Part of our problem is we know what we hate they do. We know what they do wrong. We need a plan for what they need to do right. What is our solution? Well, I put in my article September 3, the gold standard. This is what we can do and bring our people.
Paul, let me ask you a question.
From Dallas.
Let me tell you something. And I read it. It was really good. And they've had plans come before you that were pretty good. But we didn't implement them. And now they're going to look at your plan and say, well, this ain't from us. We're not going to implement the plan. So every time we tell people, here's the plan, here's what you need to be doing, they poo-poo the idea. Then you got people like Bananas Foster, a nut of all nuts, talking about, man, what does he ever offer any solution? We offered solutions for 31 years. We've had the Pelican Institute, you, C.B. Fagostin, Lyle Miller. I've had more people on this program. I had a representative from North Carolina the other day said they were in the exact same position we were, and they started, they went to work on taxes, on tort reform, on lawyer reform, everything. And now they're sitting at the top of everything. They do it, we don't. It's just that simple. They do it, we don't.
Well,
we're always trying to protect every penny that we have and get more.
But what I'm saying is there's a way to do this, and that is we can't go into the legislature one committee at a time, one hearing at a time, and know that we can get anything out the final passage. What we need to do is go in and say this plan, this gold standard, is so good that I don't want us to debate more of how bad it is today. We need to move to the gold standard, and then if we need to make changes, we'll make them after we try something new. Yeah. We need to call them and say, no increased income tax, Mr. Nelson, and we need to say, adopt the gold standard, and let's move to a future. Then we can manage our future. But if we want to play in the sausage factory, the sausage factory is for good old boys, not for citizens.
By the way, I got a report this morning. I think I got this right. There's 1,000 less students in the school system where you live. 1,000 less in the public school system.
Washita Parish students enrollment went down.
Yeah, what I'm saying, though, but in the last, I don't know how many years, you just keep losing people, and the big reason is people are moving out the state for better jobs and better wages and a better lifestyle, and that's my frustration. I want all that to change.
And if they adopt, if the legislature even thinks about adopting this increased income tax, all you're really doing is throwing a going away party for more business, more people to go to other states. We need a gold standard. We need to tell these people no.
I got to go, Paul, but there was an article, Rich Millennials Moving Out of California, new study. We're seventh in America in wealthy people leaving our state, seventh in the whole country. And that ain't good. Anyway, look, I got to go. Thanks for bringing it up. I appreciate it. And we got to move on.
Remember, LouisianaXL.org. Go see us on the web and come join us and help us save Louisiana.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, man.
Representative Chuck Owens, when we get back, don't go anywhere. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you. Hey, folks, it's Moon Griffon. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. It is a great day to be with you. Beautiful, beautiful day in Louisiana. And, of course, thank God it is. A lot of people need it. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, open forum Friday. All that for you. We're joined by Representative Chuck Owen. Chuck, how you doing, brother?
Good morning, Moon. Happy Friday.
I'm telling you, always good. So you wrote an article on some stuff, and I was going to tell you, we've been talking about this. But it's not that other people aren't thinking it. And your thing of blue blood over blue collars, blue blood over blue collars, the battle cry of the Bush, Cheney, McCain, and Romney wing of the GOP. And I just can't believe these people are doing what they're doing in a presidential election, that we got a Marxist versus somebody who loves the country. And so talk about the article. Talk about what your angles and stuff that you want to talk about, and people can go read it at the Hayride.
Well, you know, someone was like an old friend and was trying to bust my chops the other day on Facebook about what about all these Republicans who have left Trump and Cheney and his daughter and the Bushes and all these people? That doesn't that mean anything to you? And it occurred to me that all those people are blue bloods, that they are people who have spent their lives ruling other people. Mm-hmm. And they literally have stayed with the blue blood class and have turned their back on the blue collar class. And my article in the Hayride basically goes to a quick review of what's happened in our country since Reagan. You know, Ronald Reagan appealed to the middle class. He was the first Republican in our lifetime who genuinely figured out how to speak to the middle class. Because, you know, before Reagan, the Republicans were a forever minority party. Mm-hmm. They were kind of East Coast people. They were, you know, they thought they were intellectual people. They didn't fight very hard. But Reagan stood up and went, you know what? This country is made by the middle class. And Reagan appealed to the middle class. And he decimated Carter and Mondale in 2 states, won 49 and 48 states, something along those lines,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Everybody remembers that. It's old enough. But his vice president was his disaster. George H.W. Bush, probably a decent man. When he was selected as vice president, Reagan's inner circle said the enemy's in the camp. Because he was not a conservative. He was a blue-blood patrician East Coast.
Never was.
He did not understand conservatism. He did not understand middle America. And they went right back to coddling up to the other guys. And we've been in this sea of atrophy ever since. You know, I make point in the article that thank God for Newt Gingrich and Haley Barbour winning the Congress back in the mid-90s, the first time in 40 years. Mm-hmm. But they did that by appealing to middle America.
Yep.
And to the patriotism and the desire for good government. And so we've been flailing along looking for a presidential candidate. You know, we thought Bush's son was going to do something, but turns out he was one of them too. He got us into forever wars. You know, he coddled with Democrats. And then along comes Trump, who's not part of their crowd.
Nope.
You know, Romney and Bush and Cheney, they're all a part of the same inner circle of wealthy Republicans who ran everything. Trump's wealthy, but he was never one of them. Nope. And that's what makes them the angriest. And that's why they fight him so hard. And that's what I said was Trump has appealed, like Reagan, to middle America, the blue-collar Americans, average Americans who just want good government and want to be left alone.
Yeah, and the thing about it is their hate for Trump is great, and their hate for him is greater than their love for the country. He's running against a Marxist, and Marxism is communism. And where the government's going to do everything for you and tell you what you do, what to think, no free speech, no Second Amendment right. That's where they're headed at. And every day they're getting closer and closer, and the people don't understand it. Some people don't understand that. And now you got Republicans to come along to support Marxism. I mean, they got to be supporting Marxism, which, by the way, is probably goes along the line of what you said, blue blood. This is what blue bloods believe in now.
They do. You look at countries where Marxism has taken root. A lot of times they're violent revolutions, but sometimes they're not so violent revolutions where elegant words are used to persuade people. Come in. We're going to control the prices. We're going to provide for a living for you. We're going to ensure everyone has a living wage and health care and all that stuff that is wonderful and we should all have and we all want that. But it's not the responsibility of government to do those things.
Yeah.
But that's what Marxists promise, and that's what these people have promised. And look, you're right, Moon. They're coming for our speech. No doubt. They will come and shut you down within about 4 years if they're put back in, because they do not like people like us speaking over the air like this. They detest our speech and our thoughts.
But let me tell you something. It's not only the left. It's the Bushes, and it's the Romneys, and it's the McCains.
Yes.
They all believe the same thing. They just got one got an R by their name and one got a D.
And the audacity they have now to turn their back on us when all of us held our nose and voted for Romney,
yep,
and voted for John McCain and voted for Bob Dole. All but, these ruling, I honor Bob Dole's World War II leadership. I get all
no,
that McCain. It's not about that.
Chuck, you
it's
made
about
a great
how
point.
They as leaders.
Chuck, that's a great point. We bowed. We went on and went with you alone. We didn't want to do it. Now it's your time to go with us. And they sabotaging the whole thing. And that is so, so bad. It's so wrong. Matter of fact, let me give you a quick lesson that happened over here. So you know they got these Republican picks. So they had I don't care if you like the candidates or not. So they went to have a PEC meeting, 14 of them, okay? Some of them voted by proxy. And they either voted for Julie Quinn or Cocktail Cousin, okay? And Cocktail went there and made his speech. You had to get 9 of the 14. He got 8. They didn't have any endorsement. Next day, the pressure builds because the Republican PEC in the area Cocktail that know him best didn't vote for him. All of a sudden, they say, oh, one guy accidentally voted the wrong way. And guess what they did? So they're giving an endorsement to Cocktail. Is that not blue blood? Is that not what you're talking about? Is that not exactly what you're talking about?
Sure seems that way. I don't know anything about
No, but I'm just saying, I'm just telling you what happened. The PEC was voted on by the people. And then they turned around and had a vote, and nobody got the endorsement, only to find out the next day the guy at the top said, no, somebody changed their mind. That sounds like blue blood. That's stuff working behind the scenes against what people voted for.
Yeah, it kind of feels like the end of the 72 Olympics when the Russians got 3 chances to make their final shot.
Yeah. Hey, exactly. But that's blue blood type stuff where the politics get involved instead of what needs to happen.
Yeah, and if the people in the 7 swing states are not ready, if the elected officials there have not prepared for the last 4 years, in this presidential race, the Democrats, ably supported probably by leftist Republicans, will keep counting until they get to the number they need.
Yep, good point.
We saw it 4 years ago. They'll keep counting until the number they need. And I just hope and pray that the National Republican Party and that the state parties and that decent human beings are prepared to stop this. Because, look, I have been beaten in my life much more than I have won. I know what it means to lose. People lose in things in life. But if you lose and it's a fair loss, it's like, okay, they got beat me. But if you lose and someone changes the rule after the whistle's blown, that's not right. And that's what these people are heading towards because they want to rule over us. They don't want us to have our choice in elections. Yeah. And that's what's going on with these blue bloods.
And it's a shame, man. We need them to help us now, and they don't. But boy, when they want to win, let me tell you something. A lot of the blue blood candidates, including Liz Cheney, got burned in a Republican closed primary. They got burned bad. You know what I'm saying?
She got beat like a baby seal in her own primary in her home state by like 60 points or something, an incumbent in the most prominent name in Wyoming. People have rejected her. They have rejected that kind of politics. But those kind of people aren't getting elected around here anymore. No, sir.
Yeah, but you see what you're saying, though? You're hitting it on the head. They rejected her. The people did. But the blue bloods haven't. The blue bloods want everything back like they had it. That's what's going on.
Yep. So it is a shame, but we all need to pay attention. And I hesitated publishing the article because it hadn't made as much news as I think they wanted it to. But every time I see it, I get aggravated. It's like, I don't care what Dick Cheney or Liz Cheney or any of the Bushes think, or certainly not Romney. I don't care what they think. They sent us down a bad rabbit hole. We are going down another path now. So they can move along. If they want to change parties, I wouldn't care.
Yeah. No, they're trying to beat back on President Trump is what they're trying to do. And they're the problems. They are the total problems now. And I can't believe people can't see through that.
You know what, Moon? Trump says it beautifully. And I say this in the article. Trump is a flawed character. Everyone tells me what a bad man he is and what a life he's lived. I get that. We all have lived bad lives. You know, King David did a lot of bad things. And God still wrote about him in the Bible. He's a man after my own heart. But we're all flawed humans. Donald Trump is a flawed human, but it's not about Donald Trump. It's about what Donald Trump represents. Donald Trump is trying to represent the United States, and he says America first.
By the way,
I challenge you to get a Democrat to say America first because they don't believe it.
By the way, he went through the process, and he won big. He's supposed to rally back behind him, and that's not what they expect. All right, we got to go. Thank you, as always, Chuck.
Have a good weekend.
All right, brother, you too. Bye-bye. All right, let's take a break. More to come. Moon Griffon Show. Don't go nowhere.
come in and try the good.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
He'll soon do what he criticizes his rival for not doing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump will hold a news conference in California. Vice President Harris has not held any of those since replacing President Biden as the Democratic candidate.
A news conference, perhaps a way to try to turn the page on some of the headlines he got this week from that debate performance. One of the recent headlines is that he will not be participating in another debate.
Fox's Aisha Hosni in Rancho Palos Verdes, California.
This is home to some of the richest political donors out there, and this is where the former president is fundraising. He did yesterday, and he will today as well. Harris got a big bump after that debate,
raising $47 million since. And the vice president wants another debate. She'll campaign again today in Pennsylvania after two rallies in another state considered a toss-up, North Carolina.
Donald Trump is not fit to be president of the United States and should never again occupy our nation's highest office.
Well, after his California news conference, there will be a Trump rally in Nevada where
the Nevada GOP and former President Trump's campaign allege the state of Nevada registered at least 4,000 non-U.S. citizens to vote automatically when they receive their state-issued driver licenses, and that they may have voted in the 2020 election. They're both suing the state, claiming there may now be more than 11,000 registered voters in Nevada who should be disqualified due to being non-citizens.
Fox's Evan Brown. 33,000 Boeing workers are on strike, walking off the job after midnight, shutting down airplane production in Oregon and Washington State.
Hey, we deserve more. We are doing the job that is required of us, and we need to be compensated fairly.
Justin Timberlake's doing a courtroom any minute on New York's Long Island. 3 months after the pop star was arrested for drunk driving, they expected Timberlake will plead guilty to a lesser charge. America's listening to Fox News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-893-2288. 800-893-2288. 800-893-2288.
Jerry Padgett, the second enlisted in the U.S. Navy and deployed multiple times to Iraq and Afghanistan until Jerry was catastrophically injured in an improvised explosive device blast. Now, Jerry received a new smart home thanks to our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, the home is in the foundation's Let Us Do Good Village. It's in Florida, and Jerry now lives more independently thanks to the specially adaptive technologies. Commit to $11 a month, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Vermilion Catholic Screaming Eagle football is back on the air. Listen to our sister station, Classic Rock 105.1, Friday night for all the action. Pre-game is at 6, kickoff at 7. Head coach Brock Prejean has his team primed to make another championship run to the Dome, so don't miss any of it. If your business would like to advertise during Vermilion Catholic football, call 337-296-2987. That's 296-2987. VC Football Friday night on our sister station, 105.1. Go Eagles!
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. It is open forum Friday, 844-766-6607. There you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. And also you can email me, moon@moongriffon.com, moon@moongriffon.com. It's the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, matthewjames.com, matthewjames.com. You know, somebody made a good point when Kamala Harris was on a debate. I just finished talking to Representative Chuck Owens. These blue blood Republicans are no different than a Democrat. They're just not. It's about money. It's about them being in power. They want to control the thing. They really think the people that vote for Trump are a bunch of yahoos. They just do. And it's a shame it's like that, but it is. So I was reminded that Kamala Harris bragged, having over 200 former Bush, Romney, and McCain associates endorsing her. Let me say that again. Bush, Romney, McCain associates endorsing her. Well, I'm not surprised about that. Every time I see a Republican leftist endorsed her, I wonder why Psycho Bill didn't endorse her yet. Matter of fact, when Romney, after the debate, well, she looked presidential. She's not presidential. She's not a VP. She shouldn't be any of that. How many people would let Kamala Harris run any business you have? Say, okay, you run it. Here's the amount of money we got. We can't go borrow no more. That's it. Run it. Good luck. The only question people need to ask, used to ask themselves, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? We're not. It's a lot worse. And I played all those clips yesterday. If you missed it, I played a bunch of clips. So the Blue Bloods, and I'm glad Chuck Owens wrote it. It's at the Hayrod. But Representative Chuck Owens is just making the point, you know, Reagan understood the blue-collar worker. We would have all the blue-collar workers, except for the union types. You know, it's except for union type and leftists. I mean, most of these workers would be for Donald Trump. Why wouldn't you be? What do you think you're voting for in Kamala Harris? By the way, and Trump said he's not going to do any more debates. I really don't blame him. Not that I thought he was an expert. He missed a lot of points in the debate, but just an example. They were doing all these fact-checking by the moderators. Well, one of the ABC moderators said no state allows killing of babies after birth. And the fact is, that's a lie. The pro-life people went crazy on this. Okay? Lindsay Davis lied. Okay? She claimed made by Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, which has more than a leg and stand on, during the debate, unprompted Davis made an assertion the fact is responsible. A response to Trump claimed that babies allowed to be murdered, being born alive, and being butchered. Davis plainly said there's no state in this country that is illegal to kill a baby after it's born. It's a bald-faced lie, according to Jim Harden, leader of Compass Care, which helps women make the right decision, avoid killing babies. And so they know where this has happened. This has happened all over the country in different states. You ever heard of partial birth abortion? Baby comes out halfway, stick something in the brain, kill it. But ABC doesn't care because everything they fact checked didn't have any facts to it. You know, the eating of animals. I still love it. Somebody said they're going to open up a cat and a duck. Cat and duck restaurant. But when they said that, they were quick to jump on it. And Merle said, David Merle, God, I'm a fish. Didn't name the official. Didn't name who he talked to. And Springfield, and they said there's no truth to that. Well, because David Merle made a call. Why did he make a call? Because he knew Trump may say it. And he wanted to make sure he was ready for Trump. But he wasn't ready for nothing Kamala Harris lied about. And it was one lie after another. Not one time did they challenge him. On inflation, on the border, nothing. Didn't challenge her one time. There's a lot of, I tell you, Trump should have never debated Biden. If Donald Trump would have used what he knows, he could have blasted Harris all night. It would have been embarrassing. I don't think he should have debated. I didn't want him to debate, and I said that Biden, because all they did was use Biden to get him out, use Trump to get Biden out the race. and they put a lady that nobody wanted there. Now, all of a sudden, she's a great person. She's a moderate. She's not. You know, it's incredible to watch. It just seems to be incredible. By the way, I want to kudos to Jeff Landry, the governor. No deaths in a hurricane, and he didn't have to do 431 press conferences. So far, they hadn't had a death, and that's a good thing. But the other thing is, we didn't have to watch a press conference every 5 seconds on everything going on. I told y'all before, when he's the governor's job, and when Bill was governor, it was his job. It was his job. He handled COVID 100% wrong. But he handled storms. It's all press conferences. All about me, go and make money. And Landry called enough press conferences to keep us up to date. But in all fairness, what the governor and the state of Louisiana, when they respond to a hurricane, a storm, a disaster, only thing matters is the response. It doesn't matter how many press conferences you do. Bill Edwards loved them, man. He loved them. He was, oh, I've had people tell, you know, I thought he was a bad governor, but I got to tell you, when they had hurricanes, he was a great. Great at what? Calling the press conference to make it look like he was doing something? They didn't do anything they normally don't do. Our people and even our state of Louisiana have always tried to handle this stuff the best they can. You're dealing with natural disasters, something that will not be changed because you drive an electric car and windmill powers your home. It will never change. My only regret, they didn't have a few windmills sitting out there where that thing could have bulldozed them son of a guns down. But I got to say kudos because they did a good job. All of them did a good job. And then we got a lot of work to do. You know? Now somebody's remembering exactly what they did. They used the Biden debate to get rid of him. Yes. Probably one of the most undemocrat thing ever done in the history of the United States. And no doubt about it. Kamala Harris should not get a break. She's been running the country. If you got a president who's been a vacationing for most of the 4 years, 3.5 years, somebody was running the country. You got to go to the VP. You know? I'll give an example. There was the co-chair, Harris's co-chair, said she helped Biden the other day on CNN Inside Politics. This is her co-chair. She helped Biden do all the things that were done by him. She's proud of that. She's proud of the inflation. She's proud of illegals coming over here. I read another story. Another person got killed. Another one got raped. I just sit here and go, how many people are we going to let get raped from their policies of the border? Which, by the way, as I played yesterday, we ain't got no border problem. That was what she said. She said, Trump's made this up. Here it is, Maryland. Record number of illegal alien sex offenders arrested in last year. Record number of illegal alien sex offenders have been arrested in Maryland, home to several sanctuary jurisdictions over the past 12 months. On Friday, Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced its 153rd arrest of illegal alien sex offenders in Maryland. One of them was convicted of second-degree rape in Montgomery County in 2009, was let back in the country because they're not vetting anybody. I don't understand that. They vet people to go to the Democrat National Convention, but they vet people to go in the White House, and they got to vet people to go to Congress, and you vet people to go in your house. You're not letting somebody in your house you don't know. Most people would never do that. But we're not going to vet people to come in the country. Kamala Harris said, I played it yesterday, there's no terrorists coming across the border. Really? 9/11 was the day before. It was the anniversary of 9/11 where people came across here illegally. And there were terrorists, and they killed 3,000 people. I mean, I don't care what you think of Donald Trump. You can't vote anti-America. It's basically anti-America Kamala versus somebody they want to hate, Donald Trump. It's not that hard to me. Apparently, it's hard for a lot of people. But Maryland, record number of illegal sex offenders arrested. Now, that's who was arrested. How many thousands and thousands and thousands of sex offenders out there? I've been giving you the story as much as I can. The rapes, the killings, and things of that nature. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. But, you know, I can't make sense of it. I'm sure you can't either. It's just incredible run to continue to watch this. Anyway, all right, we got to take a break, Walker. Tim Metcalf's going to join us. After that, we got a national guest, a really good guest. And I'll let you know about that in the next segment. Don't go nowhere. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A, like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine an electric bill so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
If you're looking to get some stuff done in or around the home, check out Stein Home and Yard. They are a Louisiana-based company, a family-owned company, and they have everything you need for work inside or outside of your home. If you've got repairs to do around the house or flower beds to work on to get ready for winter, check out their indoor and outdoor sections at your local Stein Home and Yard. Plus, it's tailgate season. If you need a new grill, check out their selection of pellet smokers, Rectech and Traeger brand, both fantastic brands, available right now at Stein's. They are a family-owned business, Louisiana born and raised, committed to being the most customer-focused home improvement retailer and building material supplier, serving homeowners and residential and commercial contractors. Know before you go, check out steinhome.com and see all the great deals at a local Stein near you. Stein Home and Yard. Check them out, steinhome.com.
Craig Morrell.
Hello, welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. By the way, Mike Gonzalez is going to join us from the Heritage Foundation coming out of the next break, all about this, all about the debate and what the media does in those debates. And this is really going to be awesome. He'll come right after Tim. But we have Tim Metcalf in the house, and he's brought some awesome food. Of course, our friends at Prejean's and Dino's Pizza. What's up, man?
Hey, we doing all right?
I bet you're glad just to be back open.
I'm glad to be out of the house and moving around. And not, you know, I told you, I got salty Wednesday. I wasn't happy, so.
You know what, though?
Nobody died. We did fantastic.
Louisiana, nobody died.
Salute to Louisiana.
And then the other thing is, though, Tim, when you're shutting down because you're expecting it, start taking 72 hours, you need to, right here, and then moves way over.
Right.
You get over-prepared. You do things you don't need to do. And the 100%. People that got hit, you go through New Orleans and North Shore, they weren't ready for this. I had them on the air yesterday. They were going, we weren't prepared. So they're going to tell us what's going to happen to the planet with the Green New Deal in 20 and 30 years. They can't get it right. Think about what I'm saying.
They can't get it right. They still never got the landfall right. As soon as it hit land, it took that sharp turn east, and that's why New Orleans got hit with it. Yeah. They just...
It ended up like, pushing over there toward home. I mean, yeah. God, they didn't need it. But anyway, what you got today, bro?
Oh, we brought up a little play on trout almondine. Trout's hard to get. So we used puppy drum, small drum, and we'd make an almondine out of it. Man, that's what I had for dinner last night. It's good.
That's good as you can eat. That's delicious.
It's delicious. It's firm. It's white. The almondine is panied. With the over crab rice with that asparagus. So my chef Chris came up with this. So he took about four spears of asparagus and wrapped them in prosciutto and then breaded it and fried it.
Oh, Walker, you ate that? That's pretty good. I ate the chip right off the end.
Yeah. So I had a guest in from Texas last night and he got something else and he saw that asparagus on the plate and call the server late. Just bring me, I just want the asparagus. And he polished off the asparagus and didn't finish his fish yeah, he had because he was
but
full.
That's unique and different.
It's very unique and different.
You tell me that all the time with your chefs. They always coming up with something.
Something different. We challenge them and we throw down the gauntlet. Try to out-cook us. So then I brought the barbecue crab fingers. So it's a play on the New Orleans barbecue shrimp. So we're doing the crab fingers instead of the shrimp. Less messy. You don't have to peel them with the grilled toast points. Some of my cooks call it fat girl bread. So they take the oyster butter and they put it on the grill, the char grill. And it's good stuff. And
then little New Orleans taste.
Yeah. And I brought the crawfish potato cakes.
Now tell them what that is.
My son came up with that. He won a cooking competition. He went to a competition where you had to cook with potatoes, which is probably more in my wheelhouse since I was born in Idaho.
Yeah.
But it's a potato cake, and then he fries it, and he has a Tasso cream sauce over it with some crawfish tails and a little diced tomato. And I'm telling you what, man, that's good.
I didn't take a big piece of it, but what I ate was delicious.
It's delicious, man. It's delicious.
All this stuff's
made in-house. You know, we use real potatoes and, yeah.
Now, all the stuff that you have that you brought here today, this is all served at Prejean's every day.
So the potato cakes are on the regular menu. The barbecue crab fingers and the puppy drum are through the month. They're like
limited. But it's a special for the month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you still got your lunch specials.
They got lunch specials every day at all the properties. But they're all different. So Dino's Pizza is different from Dino's South. Prejean's Karen Crow is different from Broussard. We let our chefs do their thing. They take ownership of that and come up with some great ideas.
Yeah, but that is, y'all been doing that a while, so that works for y'all.
Absolutely.
Some people would have the same people like
you
everywhere.
People like you that come in multiple times, you know, some places they do like every Wednesday is red beans and rice.
Yeah.
But ours is always different, so we're always creating stuff.
The only thing I know that y'all do the same is you do pizza for one on Thursdays on Bertrand.
Thursdays at Bertrand.
That's the standard bear.
But again, it's not a pepperoni. So you can create whatever pizza you want. So you can come and get your Marie Laveau one day. You can get a muffalata the next Thursday. You can do whatever you want.
I was in there. Yesterday. Yeah. I didn't even holler for you, but I went in there and they serviced me.
I tried to get you in there Wednesday.
And of course,
you wouldn't come. I was bored.
I wasn't doing it. I found the place open and I didn't want that to happen. I knew you were bored. I told Tim was bored. He said he'll feed us. But I found a place to go and it was probably the only place open.
They had a couple places open, but they were slow. I talked to them.
No, they were very slow. What it was, if somebody found you and somebody happened to drive by, they said it's open. They walked in, and then you had a few people to meet.
Absolutely.
They just decided they were going to do that. But at the place I went, I also didn't make any employees wear masks. I love it. I love to go there because they didn't make them wear masks everybody was having to wear a mask.
That's awesome.
I thought, man, it's my kind.
Awesome.
Well, you didn't. Not that you enforced that much either.
Well, you know.
Well, no.
It didn't make sense, right?
No, I didn't say you didn't enforce some of the stuff, but I'm telling you, you didn't. You didn't make anybody do anything.
I didn't make anybody do anything. It's America. That's not what we're about.
No, you didn't, man. I remember loving to go to yours, too.
Politicians created a law. It's their job to enforce it. They don't pay me.
No, and that's what you told me. So when you walked in, you didn't wear a mask. That's why I loved it. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And your waiters or waitresses may or may not. Most of the waitresses in restaurants wore them under their mouth and under their noses. What's the purpose of having them?
Just to, you know. I guess it's like a speed limit, 55, but you know they're going to give you 7. So they're going to do 62.
No doubt about it. So dinospizza.com, prejos.com, and I tell people all the time, you can handle big groups, and you like to cater. Y'all cater a lot.
We do cater a lot. We picked up a couple more weddings here recently. Economical. We can do it economical. We pick up church dinners. We're doing a bunch of stuff for the First Baptist Church. We picked up 200 person we did it. We picked up the Southwest Mardi Gras Association ball. Yeah, we're doing
and
that
y'all
at,
done,
at Hyman. We picked that up last night.
You've actually helped with a lot of fundraising through the years, too.
We do. We do fundraisers. We did. Sunday, we're going down to Morgan City with me and Rusty Noel. We got some protein donated from the Bougie Bologna guy. Mm-hmm. We're going to go cook. You know what? It was the hardest thing. We're trying to find somebody to cook for. So I had access to all this beautiful protein. And have you tried the Bougie Bologna? It's good stuff.
I heard about it.
I'll get you some. It's good stuff. So the ends and pieces, they save it for this.
Yeah.
And the guy told me, like, I got 750 pounds of it. And so I got in touch with Rusty and was like, hey, we're going to go cook some pasta lia.
Y'all found a place to do it.
We did. But there wasn't a lot of need because people from that down, it wasn't a big storm and people were prepared for the most part.
Well, I think Morgan City and all that was prepared. It was up a little north of that. All right. Yeah. Praisejoes.com, dinospizza.com. Tim, appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction, listen to Springfield Wellness Center's founder, Paula Norris Medier.
We help people through their detox with minimal withdrawal symptoms. Even though it's a 10-day treatment, I look at the first 4 or 5 days as the brain restoration piece. And when the brain restoration piece turns on, that's when we have patients go, wow, a light bulb turned on or a switch was turned on. All of a sudden, their prefrontal cortex is working. And their midbrain is also working. They're not craving. They're thinking clearly. They see things clearly. And they have more confidence.
Put your addiction behind you. Call Springfield Wellness Center, 225-755-9566.
Just call us. That's all. And we'll be waiting for you.
225-755-9566. 755-9566. Springfield Wellness Center. SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com.
From the humbling beginning, Dino Hardwoods has strived to provide superior service and quality products for their customers. Hey, I know Charles Altman. He does a great job. If you're looking for lumber, Dino Hardwoods stocks a large selection of domestic and import hardwood lumber and cypress. You ought to see their stuff. Exotic lumber, they got that as well. Trust in Dino Hardwoods when it comes to your exotic lumber needs right now. Molding, plywood, Payne and L products, they are ready for you. They got three great locations. Their corporate office is right here in Broussard, Louisiana. There's an office in Shreveport on 2801 Valley View Drive and one in Tyler, Texas, 12492 Highway 155 North. Hey, if you're looking for something different and something new and somebody who will service you, it's Dino Hardwoods. I'm telling you, don't forget Dino Hardwoods. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Great locations. They can service you. They can deliver. DinoHardwoods.com. Check out this great Louisiana company.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes. Will they be healthy? Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Atlas Foundation Repair. 800-256-1010. Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair. 800-256-1010. Call Tony Arpino. I have known him for years. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. All right. Got a lot more to cover. We are honored to have Mr. Mike Gonzalez with us with the Heritage Foundation. Mike, how you doing?
Moon, the honor is all mine. I can't believe you had me back on again. I'm
tickled pink. Oh, man, we couldn't wait to get you back, man. We did think you did a great job, and I know you could do a great job on this. You wrote a piece.
I got to say, yes, I've never been to Lafayette. I love to go to Lafayette. I've been to Baton Rouge and I've been to New Orleans. But I've never been to Lafayette.
Baton Rouge and New Orleans, a lot of fun. But if you come here, just get ready to eat and eat and eat some more. Because everything that's done in Lafayette is around food. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Are there people still in Lafayette who speak French?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're not talking to one, but some of the originals, yeah, they do it all the time. They it's a very unique culture here that they're very proud of who they are. It's the only place I've ever been where people go, and I've been living here about 10 years, they go, you're going to love living here. I've been hearing this the whole 10 years, and I go, I do love living here. So think about everywhere you've traveled. Have you been anybody where people say, man, thank you for coming. Hey, man, well, you're going to love it here. I just don't find many places like that.
That's awesome, man. That's really awesome.
Yeah, so make sure you come this way if you ever get back to this, Louisiana.
I will.
So, Mike, you wrote a piece. ABC just became the standard bearer for biased political refereeing. And there's no doubt it's – and I heard what Trump said, he don't want to debate them more. I don't blame him. He's never going to get a fair shake. Probably wouldn't even get a fair shake at Fox. But let's talk about the standard bearer for biased political refereeing, because this is what all the media does anyway.
Well, I think ABC was a new low. You know, actually, in retrospect, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash did an okay job in the debate with Biden. They just stayed out of the way. They did not become the story. They let, you know, Joe Biden be Joe Biden, and Joe Biden was Joe Biden, and he's no longer there. And they let Trump be Trump. I don't know why I do know why. They're biased. They're leftists. They're anti-Trump. Their boss, I forget her name now, I think it's Dana Holden, is an intimate friend of Kamala Harris. I don't know how the Trump campaign allowed that to happen, but I know that we all saw the results. They were completely biased. They fact checked, quote unquote, but actually you should call them lie checks, because these were not facts.
No.
Trump five times, and they asked for follow ups. They pressed him for follow ups six times, and they did none of that to Kamala Harris.
Yeah. And by the way, I think this was obvious. It's why people have blown the debate off and moved on, and it's obvious what they're doing, they're going to do with President Trump. I think Trump missed on a lot of things, but besides that, it's not the point here. You're talking about the bias from a media who's supposed to be the referee for both sides, so it's fair. It was never going to be fair. A lot of people, I didn't think Trump should have debated Biden, because I knew it was to get Biden out. I said that from this microphone before he ever debated. This debate was set up to try to make Kamala look good, and if you look at her record, there's no way she could look good.
Yeah, you know what? That's very good, what you just said, Moon. In a way, the Democrats got away with both of the things they wanted. You're absolutely right. With the first debate set up in July, which is the first in American history, they knew that Biden didn't have it. They knew that Biden didn't have the goods. So they dangled this in front of the Trump campaign, and they said, okay, well, debate. So that way they had still enough time to get him out of the way. When Biden showed up, the real Biden showed up, and he was, you know, not somebody who could be trusted with the office. And by the way, he's still president. You know, he's still nominally the president, which is astonishing. Who is leading us? And then with the second debate, obviously what they wanted was to show Kamala Harris as presidential. She did not come off as presidential.
Not at all.
But she did not, you know, have a word salad. What she did do is she lied repeatedly. She lied big time about the Heritage Foundation, you know, Project 2025 plan, mm-hmm. The project, the mandate for leadership. You know, she said that it calls for a nationwide ban on abortions. That is completely and categorically untrue. Mm-hmm. She said many things that were not true. She did not answer Matthew Continetti, a very good and smart conservative, young conservative at the American Enterprise Institute. He actually read the transcript of the debate, and he posted on X that Kamala Harris did not answer a single question that was asked to her. Now, Trump should have gone after her. Trump should have prosecuted his case. Trump shouldn't have taken debate. He took debate so many times, like, for example, in crowd size. Who cares? He should have been taking – and the last thing I will say, Moon, is Trump should have gone after the two moderators. He should have called them bozos. He should have called them out. Yep. He should have said, "You're not. You shouldn't be doing this right here. You're. This is election interference." And he did not do this.
By the way, but Trump gets.
I think the country was able to see it.
Yeah, Trump gets criticized a lot, and even from his own people. But nobody's standing in his shoes. Nobody has been attacked as much as Donald Trump in the history of our country. Attack from Republicans like Romney and all these nuts. An attack from the media, an attack from the left. And it's been attacked since he walked down that stage when Barack Obama said, "You'll never be president." And Barack Obama, I mean, he shocked the world when he won last time. And they're doing everything they can to make sure he doesn't win. And I'm talking about the elitists, not only in our country, but around the world. And the media is just big part of that.
That's another thing, is that they never mentioned the assassination attempt.
Yep.
The man was nearly assassinated, you know, just a few weeks ago, and he survived that. He was hit in the head, and they never mentioned that. Never came up. That was amazing. That was astonishing. By the way, in the last 4 weeks, I've traveled to Spain, to Rome, to the Vatican, and to Buenos Aires. Let me tell you, I met with a lot of politicians, European and Latin America, who said they really wanted Trump to win. They told me that.
Well, I don't doubt that, but I'm just telling you, the powers to be, the people that need this lie and sham of the Green New Deal to continue, cannot allow Trump back in office. The Democrats who sent these illegals here, I'm talking about illegals. I'm not talking about people that come across here illegally, okay? They let them come in here by the tens of millions because they know you can't get them out. They're all ingrained in the communities now. So getting them out is almost hard to do. Democrats know that. That's why they're playing the game they're playing. And listen, President Trump has a lot of pressure on him. I get it. He should have been better prepared. But the bottom line is, I'm not mad at him about the debate. Some people are. I'm not. It just was a missed opportunity to floor a Marxist, and he should have floored him. That's what he should have done. But if people look at the policies and people that love our country, and I think this is about the Democrats and the media making people hate Trump more than they love the country, and that's what they're trying to target President Trump so bad for. They want him to just hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. Don't worry about a Marxist that could become president. Don't worry about that. Her daddy was a Marxist. And yet she doesn't comment on stuff like that. They could have hit her more than they hit Trump.
Her mother, people say, well, she was not raised by her father. She was raised by her mother. Well, the mother was pretty radical too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found out, I'm writing it. I'm going to publish a paper that mentions this, and then I'll write it in an op-ed. Her parents, Moon, get this. Her parents met in the same study group where Bobby Seale and Bobby Seale and who's the other founder of the Black Party, the Black Panthers, Huey Newton, the same study group where Bobby Seale and Huey Newton met in 1961, that's where Kamala Harris's parents met.
Wow. I'm not surprised. Hey, let me take a break. Hold on, Mike. I'm going to do one more segment. Mike Gonzalez with the Heritage Foundation, ABC. Just became the standard bearers for biased political refereeing. I want to touch on you, them interfering in a presidential election, because they've been interfering in presidential elections for a long time. We'll take a break. Be right back with Mike right after this. Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around, Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayou Tage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petite Sirah, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Griffon, my lovely brother. Brian and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
The St. Francis Foundation wants you to dream big with their Two Cars, Two Winners giveaway. Get your tickets and you can win a brand new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or a Toyota Highlander XLE. It's your last chance to get tickets, the final week. You can also win $2,500 in cash from Blue Cross Blue Shield. Purchase your ticket and help the women's, children's, and critical care services at St. Francis Medical Center. Dream big and help the babies, PICU and NICU. And this week, you can win $2,500 from Blue Cross Blue Shield's last chance drawing.
Everywhere you turn.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the numbers of Matthew James, the Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Honored to have Mr. Mike Gonzalez joins us with the Heritage Foundation. He wrote a piece, ABC just became the standard bearer of biased political referee. You know, one of the things you do in this story, and I remember this because I was following this, you go back to 2012 CNN with Candy Crowley. Can you rephrase what she did? Because I remember her being very biased in a debate.
Yeah, no, I quoted her directly. That's exactly what she said. She stated wrongly. And by the way, Lindsey Davis and David Muir were also wrong in all their quote-unquote fact checks of President Trump. So in her fact check back then in 2012 of Senator Romney, Candy Crowley stated incorrectly that President Obama had called the attack on our consulate in Benghazi, Libya, an act of terrorism.
Yeah.
What Romney said is why did it take him so long? It took him 2 weeks, and then actually when Obama did finally use the word terrorism, it wasn't clear in the least that he was referring to the attack on Benghazi. Mm-hmm. He could have been talking about 9/11 as well. Obama was very ambiguous on that score, as he often was. So Candy Crowley was wrong, and she really – the reason I brought that up, Moon, is because – she took the wins out of Romney. Romney was sailing. Romney had just won the first debate handily. Then they had the second debate, and he was on a roll. And then she cuts him off, corrects him incorrectly, and it's like Romney never recovered. He actually complained about it afterward.
Yeah. Well, you know, but you're proving the point, too. It's been going on for a long, long time. It's just with social media and everything now, they do it. I saw what Democrats were praising the moderator for doing that to Trump. And I thought, that's not the moderator's job. If Kamala Harris had brought up something, and she didn't bring up anything, but if she had brought up something that was wrong, then that would have been fine. But that's not what happened. So first thing I saw after the election, and the first thing I was thinking of after the debate was, man, this looked like it was 3-1. Everybody was reading my mind. I was reading theirs because first articles I started to see was this is 3-1.
Yeah, and in fact, it was so obvious, Moon, that I think it may backfire. 67 million Americans watched this. That's a lot of people. And I think people are fair-minded, and they will have seen what happened, and they will think to themselves, no, this is not right.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. Is there anything the American people can do? I saw what President Trump said. I'm not debating anymore. In a way, I don't blame him. But he could have really tore her up. But point B, even with all that, he could have tore her up. But do you like the idea of not debating? Because he's not going to get a fair shake. He might get somewhat of a fair shake at Fox. But I don't think he'll get a fair shake. So just your thoughts on that.
Look, I don't think Kamala Harris will accept debating on Fox, which is why I'm questioning who accepted, who said yes to the debate on ABC News. It wasn't Trump. It was people around him. You know, who said, yeah, this is a good idea?
Yeah.
You know, who said it was a good idea to debate Biden in July?
That's the one that that was the one I went all off on because I said, he's going to embarrass Biden, and it's not going to be Biden embarrassing. I mean, Trump embarrassing Biden. It's going to be Biden embarrassing Biden. And he did. And this started everything with him being gone. If you don't debate, but see, President Trump said, I'll debate you anytime, anywhere. So they said, well, let's do it now. And it was so early, and they needed it through the process to be early so they could make the change they wanted to make. That's exactly what happened. They were able to make the change because now the whole world and the whole country could see how messed up this cat was. But by the way, he's been like that the whole time he's been a president.
Yeah, I'm just concerned that one way or the other, he's going to be in the Oval Office till January. And, you know, it's a frightening thought, Moon, because the world is a dangerous place.
Yeah, well, it would be just as dangerous if Kamala gets in. I mean, so my question to you, is it a good thing if we don't have any more debates? Looking at the media like you're looking at them?
It's a difficult call. I can see why President Trump did what he did. If it were me, and which is not me, but if it were me, I would do a second debate.
Yeah.
Because President Trump can be very good, as he showed in the first debate. He can teach himself. He can be disciplined and not take debate. He does not have to talk about crowd size.
Yeah.
He can be disciplined and concentrate.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is there a second debate? Because what I really saw President Trump say, there would be no third debate. So if there's no third debate, that's fine. But I didn't know was already planned.
No, Moon. I think what they mean is the first debate was with Biden and the second debate was with Kamala Harris. I think that's what they mean.
Okay. All right. Now, I follow you on that, but I just didn't put the Biden debate in there. I'm thinking debate with him and Harris is something. I'd like to see one more, but I'd like to see it done. You know, if you're going to have a ABC person, why don't you have a Fox person, a Newsmax, or somebody different than having everybody from ABC?
Yeah, that's a great idea, Moon. That's a great idea. And it should be they have the liberal question Trump and have the conservative question Kamala Harris.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of that?
I think they would never accept that. See, what I think happens.
No, never.
You tell me I'm wrong. I think Kamala Harris, if there's no more debate, basically goes in hiding. She'll have a few rallies, not many. People that could bust in, make sure they got a good number. She'll never do a press conference. She never does another debate. She never has to say anything. She can't put a foot in her mouth anymore than she already has. That's what I think happens now. I think they run her just like they did behind what they did with Joe Biden last time, which basically stayed in the basement. She won't be in the basement, but she's not going to sit there and let anybody challenge her.
Well, she's got more than a month and a half to go. She's got almost 2 months to go, just short of 2 months. I don't know how you can. That's a lot of time.
I know it is, but they're gonna run a lot of commercials and got a lot of money. And she can do an interview. All I got to do is do what they did last time. Set them up with the questions.
Identified her correctly, in my view. You know, as a Marxist. Is she going to, by the way, I might write a piece about this. I wrote a book on the new Marxism. It's called Next Gen Marxism.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just published in April, Next Gen Marxism, What It Is and How to Combat It with Catherine Gorka. And you know, I explain being a Marxist doesn't mean, you know, that you're a member of the Communist Party, you have a card, you're a card-carrying member. It means signing up to a set of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to parse out what her ideas are, what Kamala Harris's ideas are.
Yeah.
Are they Marxists or are they not? I mean, I think that's the kind of thing that we need to see. And
well, you got to remember something else, too, Mike, and I know you know this. We're talking about six maybe swing states. That's where most of the advertisement and most of the talking and most of the running is going to be done. It's the Louisiana, they're not going to run a whole lot down here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this they say nothing's going to change in 43 states. Seven states are the swing states. They include North Carolina in that. I'm not sure North Carolina is a battleground state. But the other
you think North Carolina is a Trump or Harris state?
I think it's a Trump state.
And what about, you know, the biggest disappointment for us is in the South in Georgia. We're thinking about running them out of the South if they go Harris.
Well, I think Georgia is a battleground state. I think Arizona is a battleground state. Obviously, I think Nevada is a battleground state. And then
Pennsylvania, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and Michigan. Yeah, that's right.
Well, sir, we appreciate it. God bless. Real quick, you got an email address, a website.
Yeah, you can look me up. People can go buy my last book, Next Gen Marxism, What It Is and How to Combat It, or they can go look me up on Twitter at Gundisalvus, Gundisalvus, or they can go to the Heritage Foundation website.
All right, Mike, we got to go, brother. Got to go. Thank you. Thanks. All right, God bless. All right.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.